This afternoon we are going to think about the Psalm 144, a Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them, shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, rid me, and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he who giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me, and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labour, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Amen. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Here in the Psalm 144, David expresses a quiet confidence in God. We do not get a sense that here is a man with his back against the wall who is facing an extreme situation. Nevertheless, as king, he has his burdens, he has his problems, he has his difficulties. But he has this firm reliance upon God that God will bless his nation in the future as he has blessed his nation in the past. We have a man who's ruling a people. He's looking into the future with tremendous optimism that God is going to be with him. It was Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer, who said that true religion is to be found in personal pronouns. You see, religion is about worshipping God, but true religion is about knowing that God is my God. And this is what David does at the beginning of this psalm, that gives us this sense of fortitude, of reliance, of calm, of confidence. He says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And then he goes on to talk about what God has done for him. And he uses 3 words to describe God in his life. He is my goodness. He's my fortress. He's my high tower. He's my deliverer. He's my shield, in whom I trust. David knew that God was his God, that God had been with him in a very personal way. And just at the outset of this Bible study, I want to ask you, do you know God in a personal way? Is God just a being whose name you know, whose name you are familiar with, he is talked about in church, you know that he's found in the Bible? But is he your God? Is he distant from you, or is he part of your life? Is he in your heart? Do you know that you are his child? Have you that consciousness, that peace, that your sins have been forgiven by him? That when you pray, you know that you're right there in his presence, that he is with you, that you can talk to him and bring all your needs to him. Have you a personal relationship with God? Because as David studied his life and his nation and his needs, he knew that God was with him, protecting him, guiding him. The Lord was good to him. And the first description David has of God is so wonderful. He said, the Lord is my goodness. The Lord is good. And why is the Lord good? Because he is love. He loves us. He cares for us. He looks after us. And because the Lord had been good to David, David was happy. He said in the verse 9, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. He was singing. He was singing because God was his salvation. Whatever he had achieved, he had only achieved because God had been with him. It is necessary that we enjoy God's salvation, but we can only enjoy God's salvation through the gift of God. Salvation is not something we earn. It's not something we work up. It's not something we deserve. Salvation is something that God gives to us because he is good. He has given us his Son. He sent him into the world to die for us. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not what we do, it's what he gives us. And yet when someone presents you with a gift, you need to receive that gift. You need to embrace that gift of salvation. And today I'm presenting you with the gift of salvation. The gift does not come from me, but it comes from God. But nevertheless, I'm the messenger. I'm presenting Christ to you. Are you going to accept this gift? Are you going to reject? Are you going to come to God or turn away from God? You see, David experienced God's goodness in his life and he was happy. He said, I have a new song. It is so to have the assurance that the Lord is in your life, that he is part of your life. There's nothing quite like that. And David looked at his nation and he had great hope for his nation. He talked about his sons being like plants growing up. He talked about his daughters being as cornerstones. He talked about his garners being full, the sheep producing in their thousands. He talked about oxen being strong to labour. He talked about a nation where there was no complaining in the streets. He had great optimism for his nation, that God was blessing his nation, and he knew that with God's blessing upon his nation, the people would be happy. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Oh, there is no happiness like this. Just to know that God is our Lord. Just to know that he is with us, that he is present with us. That is happiness indeed. Are you happy today? Have you peace? As you think of life and all of its troubles and trials, have you that peace of God deep down? Have you peace in relation to eternity? We're all travelling through this world. One day we will be lowered into the grave. Are you prepared for that day when your soul will take its leave from your body? Are you ready to meet God? You see, it is only the Christian, only the person whose sins are covered with the precious blood, who has this sense of happiness. David was so humble here. As he thought of what God had done for him, he was amazed. He said, Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. It's a most evocative description of what human life is like. We are just like a shadow. We're passing away. We're fading away. We're disappearing. We're just like a shadow. And we are vanity. And the word vanity means a breath. We are empty. We're poor, sinful people. We are finite. We are so weak. We are so helpless. And yet God takes notice of us. And God cares for us. And God has a love for us and he has a compassion for us. He is great and we are weak. He is holy and we are sinful. He is everything that we are not. And yet he loves us and he has compassion. And he sent his son into this world in the form of a man that we might be saved. It is a humbling thing to consider what God thinks of us. Therefore, as I bring this study to a close, I would make this appeal to you. Will you embrace the goodness of God today? Will you embrace the happiness that God provides, the salvation that he provides? We deserve nothing but God's judgment, but yet he reveals himself to us in love. But we must embrace that love in this world now, that we might be prepared for the world to come. I thank you so much for listening.